This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Germany's conservative CDU chancellor, a candidate, Armin Laschet, said on Sunday that his party could not be satisfied with the results of an election, but that he would do everything possible to build a conservative government. One exit poll put him neck and neck. The CDU-CSU bloc won 25% of the vote. It's their weakest result in a post-war federal election, and on par with the center-left Social Democrat, the Infratest poll for broadcaster ARD showed. It's been a little more than a month since Taliban fighters in their signature heavy beards, high-top sneakers, and descended on the Afghan capital and cemented their takeover. Now they're vying for a seat in a club of nations and seeking what no country has given them as they attempt to govern for a second time. That's an international recognition of their rule. Taliban wrote to the United Nations requesting to address the UN General Assembly meeting of leaders that is underway in New York. They argue that they have all the requirements needed for recognition of a government. South Korea is urging North Korea to restore dormant communication hotlines a day after the North repeated an offer to open conditional talks. The North might be seeking to extract concessions about 2 weeks after it raised tensions by carrying out its first missile test in 6 months. North Korea has twice reached out to the South Korea area, saying that it's open to talks if conditions are met. Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, said Saturday the two Koreas can take steps toward reconciliation as South Korea abandons hostile policies and double-dealing standards. This is VOA News. Israeli troops conducted a series of arrest raids against suspected Hamas militants across the occupied bank early Sunday, sparking a pair of gun battles in which at least five Palestinians were killed and two Israeli soldiers were seriously wounded. It was the deadliest violence between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants in the West Bank in several weeks. The region has seen an increase in fighting in recent months, with tensions fueled by Israeli settlement and construction, heightened militant activity in the northern West Bank in the aftermath of a bloody war between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip last May. The Israeli military said it had been tracking the Hamas militants for several weeks and that the raids were launched in response to the immediate threats. Cheers rang out, hugs were exchanged, and rainbow-colored flags waved overhead across Switzerland as the Swiss resoundingly voted to allow same-sex couples to marry. Final results of a nationwide referendum showing this on Sunday. Official results showed the measure passed with more than 64% of the vote, while more than half of all voters approved in each of Switzerland's 26 cantons or states. The vote, years in the making, is set to bring the Alpine nation into line with many others in Western Europe and wraps up an often tense campaign between rival sides. Justice Minister Karen Keller Sutter tweeted that the government will implement the decision quickly and under current plans, the new rules can take effect on July 1st. Some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who briefly formed a camp in the Texas border town of Del Rio have found a helping hand across the river in Mexico. While U.S. officials announced the camp of the U.S. side had been cleared, an undetermined number of migrants remained in Mexico, afraid to step foot in the streets after Mexican immigration agents raided a small hotel and ringed a similar camp on the Mexican side with agents. Some residents took in Haitian families, while others provided food and water. Meanwhile, the Haitians marched in the capital of Port-au-Prince on Sunday to protest against deportations of Haitian migrants by the United States. Last week, an impromptu border camp that roiled the U.S. government was cleared of thousands of Haitian migrants, with many expelled on deportation flights or returned to Mexico. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas reported that nearly 30,000 migrants had been encountered in the border area. And just the past 2 weeks, some 2,000 of them were expelled to Haiti. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.